71 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Attorneys for Tony Carruthers want an independent doctor to check him out after the state's aborted execution attempt last week. The Department of Correction has not approved that request. Carruthers was supposed to be put to death by lethal injection last Thursday. Prison staff failed to establish IV lines in his arms, so a doctor made several attempts to place a catheter in a deeper vein. The execution was eventually called off. The man's attorneys asked the Davidson County Court for a few things. One, to order T-Doc to preserve all medical equipment used in the attempted execution. And two, to let an outside doctor conduct an exam. Carruthers' attorneys argue he should get medical care and assessment from someone outside the prison system. They also say this should not be delivered by the same doctor who was involved in the execution. In a filing, the prison system told the court the man is already receiving care and his condition has been documented. The two sides simultaneously took the same arguments to the federal court, which sided with T-Doc. As data centers continue to pop up around Nashville, local leaders are looking to regulate. The city's mayor told our Daily Show, "This is Nashville." He's keeping an eye on the situation.
I mean, the biggest three things that are concerns and considerations here tend to be access to electricity, access to water, and then is there any pollution source associated with it.
Meanwhile, members of the Metro Council have introduced a zoning bill to restrict massive data centers, including any over 500,000 square feet. Centers between 1 and 500,000 square feet would have to secure a special exemption and undergo a public hearing. Tennessee already has 60 data centers. More than a third of them are located in and around Nashville. Just this week, the Nashville Business Journal reported a developer's plans to demolish two buildings and build a new center near the zoo. Well, there's been another local theft of sports equipment. Last week, two teenagers were arrested on charges of stealing baseball gloves from the Nashville Sounds during a game. Now, police at Middle Tennessee State University say there was a break-in earlier this month at the clubhouse for the MTSU baseball team. WSMV reports surveillance video shows two people entering in the early morning hours of May 12th. Roughly $7,000 worth of gear was stolen, including high-end baseball gloves. MTSU police say they're working with other nearby law enforcement agencies, and they're inviting anyone with information about the incident to call Crime Stoppers at 615-893-STOP. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News, and you can find more news anytime at WPLN.org.